Me, got it out the mud, they respect that. Me, always spread the love when I get back. You, got your hand out, that's a bitch move. You, always complaining like a bitch do. Me, still right here with who I came with. Me, self-made my circles on the same shit. You, got a different crew every weekend. You, don't want it that bad, keep sleeping.
Yeah. You wish for it, me, I work for it. Everyone passed on me like Kurt wanna. Search one needed, your career went missing. This ain't overnight, this is year 10 visions. Peers listening, they know that I'm up next. That's your girl, why she do whatever Russ says? Success is something that I'm blessed with mentally. I got facts for my raps and my melodies. Can't forget about the beats too, I'm the best kept secret. Real shit to fake shit, pledge your allegiance. I was off for so long, now I'm on though. Bitch, I'm talking, don't you interrupt this guy flow. Thank you to anyone who ever slammed the door on me. Because of you, I did it myself, so it means more to me. Did so many free shows, and now they can't afford the fee. No one gave a fuck, and now the whole world's recording me.
Me, yeah. Got it out the mud, they respect that. Me, always spread the love when I get back. You, got your hand out, that's a bitch move. You, always complaining like a bitch do. Me,
welcome still right to the Stop Lying About This podcast. I'm Brian Gibberman here with Kevin Lewis. And Kev, we have a segment for you to debut today.
Don't want it that bad. Great.
Yeah, one that's just went. Dumb shit I hear in the sports department I work at my job.
Yes, I'm here for it.
So look, here's the setting at my job. Usually there's a newsroom. There's a news department, a sports department. We have our own little, like, it's just like one big room, but we are like kind of separate from everyone else. We just have like our own little table. There's usually 3 to 5 people in that room, and then I work in a booth that's separate because I can't stand anyone in my department. And I usually have, like, I could close the door if I wanted to, but it gets really fucking hot, so I don't. And then there's times I need to work. Usually I have headphones on, but having headphones on for 8 straight hours is kind of annoying. And when games are on that I'm watching, I know last night, what game was on last night? The two basketball games. So I have the sound on to the games, and I keep my headphones off so I can hear, like, little notes. Like, Chris Paul scored 13 straight points, and I can use that in the fourth quarter, and I want to be able to use that in the story I write. So I pick up stuff. So as I have my headphones off during the story, remember, this is a boss of a sports department, and I hear the words... Yeah, Shaq really wasn't that great. He wasn't skilled. And I just wanted to bash my head into the fucking wall, man. Like, how can someone be so dumb and work in a sports... Like, he's in charge of a sports department, and those words came out of his mouth.
That's the kind of shit that you say when you're 11 years old, and you don't know any better.
Like, did you watch Shaq play basketball ever? Like, how could you say that? Like, I hate Shaq. Shaq was a fucking doofus and a fucking asshole, and he was a jerk. But, like, what?
He's not skilled? How? How? I don't understand how he wasn't skilled. I just don't, like, yeah, in L.A., he was more so of a bully. I get it. But, like, Orlando? Like, you watch Orlando Shaq and you came to the conclusion that he's not skilled? I just don't understand how that works.
No, man, even L.A. Shaq was skilled.
No, I mean, no, they were all skilled. But I'm saying, like, in L.A., he used less of his skill set than he did in Orlando, in my opinion. He was less of it, but
I mean, he got out of shape and he was fatter. That doesn't mean he was less skilled.
I said he used less of his skill. I didn't say he was less skilled. I said he used less of it, which is true. He did. Like, he wasn't running the break in L.A. Like he was in Orlando.
Well, I mean, that just comes with age.
Sure, but the point remains that he's not used. Anyway, let's go back to bashing your boss. Yeah. What's wrong with him? Is he okay? Is everything okay at home?
No, he's dumb. I mean,
he doesn't have good enough friends. Because obviously nobody checked him and told him how stupid that opinion is. Or maybe he did it, he just didn't listen. That's also possible. But, don't ever say that Shaq is not skilled around me. That's just an asinine opinion.
Oh, he called him a slightly better Dwight Howard. That's what I forgot that part. I swear. What?
They're not comparable as players.
And like Dwight, and I mean, that brings up another point. He doesn't think Dwight Howard, he's used Dwight Howard as a talking point of negative to make Shaq a negative. Both were good. God, man. Lord help me. I don't deserve this.
You do deserve this, 100%. You deserve this. But, yeah, Dwight Howard, yeah, all the Dwight Howard tape, like, and all of them returned yesterday because he said something about Westbrook.
Oh, what happened on Twitter yesterday that I missed?
A lot of it. I mean, not a lot, but there were quite a few bad Dwight Howard takes. And they most of them had to do with him on the Lakers. So, what does Dwight know about sacrifice? Oh, he only played through a torn fucking labrum in his back for some dude who didn't call him soft.
He literally ruined his career.
He ruined his fucking career. And because some overrated shooting guard said he was soft, everybody ran with it.
I'm just going to let that one slip by so you don't get trashed.
Let him trash me.
So you don't have to deal with more Kobe haters. I'll let that one slip. All right, let's move this along to more current events. The Knicks introduced David Fizdale as their head coach, and what a waste of 45 minutes of my life that was. I don't know why I keep watching these things, but I do.
I don't know why either, because then you ask me if I have any opinion, like, I'd be dumb enough to watch this shit. I don't root for the Knicks. Why would I watch their
the best? All right, so the best part of it, Manuel Mudiay was there, and mid press conference, David Fizdale goes to him. We're gonna get you right, basically telling Mudiay to his face he sucks and he needs to fix him. So I was entertained by that.
Get him right. What is he gonna do to get him right? I don't understand.
He's gonna try and develop and work with him to make him a better player. I understand what he's saying.
He doesn't have any talent, so I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you. Like, just Emmanuel Mudiay is just bad at basketball.
I'm like, at least, like, people get on Frank for whatever their reasons might be, but, like, there's something there to be molded.
Yeah, Mudiay can't make a layup. Just, he can't shoot. Yeah, he can't shoot, defense. Can't make a layup.
Doesn't defend. Like, what is there to mold?
His athleticism is one of the most overrated. I don't get, like, his reputation as, like, this athlete.
Me either.
It doesn't.
Like, you're gonna, like, getting him right is shipping him out of town.
Yeah, and I'm fairly confident that by the end of the preseason, maybe it goes a little bit into the regular season, but yeah, that Mudiay is not going to be playing too long. So that's my, I mean, Mills, after the press conference, did say the Knicks would like to draft a wing in best case scenario. I mean, that's Captain Obvious. So yeah, there wasn't really anything from that. Everything that was said was something you could have assumed or already knew, and there was nothing entertaining. Now, something that was entertaining, do you see the Enes Kanter nonsense?
Of course I saw it.
All right, well, I put together a montage. I went through his his Twitter Q&A, and I put together a montage of just... He's so corny. He's such a tool. Like, he's just a tool. Like, just listen to Enes Kanter. Like, just give it a second and listen to Enes Kanter be a tool. Such a perfect song for Enes Kanter. Perfect.
I probably use Twitter to first connect with fans, of course, that's the most important thing. But the second, I think everybody's having fun. I'm getting a lot of hits, but I troll people.
Hey, so people keep debating about who is the king of New York? Okay, who is the really king of New York? Hey, LeBron. Yes. You really want to be king of New York? Come and prove it. I'll see you at July 1st, brother.
God, good luck.
Favorite, funniest NBA memory is, I remember it was my third year in NBA. I was with Utah Jazz, and I got so mad, I took my mouthpiece and threw in the stands. And then, you know, I got a technical foul. The next day, the NBA called me, and, well, they said...
What kind of fucking story is that?
Favorite thing about New York is, of course, the fans. I think they're amazing. They're always there to support us.
Let's start with the first one. If you have to announce you're a troll, you're not fucking good at it.
Facts.
So.
Absolutely.
Just, facts. He's, dude, who, he's the corniest Nick since Amari, right?
Yeah.
Amari was cornier than him, though.
Oh, was he?
He pretended to be a Jew because he went to New York.
I know. As soon as I let that one go, I thought about the white bath. Yeah, never mind. You're right. I think Amari was more harmlessly corny, if that makes any sense. Less annoying corny. Than the kids are just fucking annoying. Like, he's wildly annoying. Like,
the Amari thing. Like, dude, the dude's been in the league for 8 years, and the funniest story he has is of throwing a mouthpiece into the stands. Really?
I listened to it when you sent it to me, and I'm like, okay. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, okay, he's going to go somewhere with this, right? Like someone mailed him a mouthpiece or something. Like, I'm thinking he's going to go somewhere with this shit. He's like, oh, yeah, I got fined for throwing a mouthpiece. That's fucking funny to who? Who's that funny to?
And then he went with your standard issue. Oh, I love the fans of New York. The fans of New York are fucking stupid. Get enough of that.
Whoa. Relax.
No.
Relax, okay?
The Knicks fans are dumb.
Relax.
They are.
Actually, sorry. I'm not one. Go ahead.
All right, so, Amar, what other corny Knicks are there? Like, Scott Brooks had to be corny.
Carmelo Anthony was on the team, wasn't he?
No. There's a difference. Amari was corny. Melo is more delusional than corny.
Did you see the fucking hats he was wearing for an entire year? Yes, he's corny. Come on.
I mean, that's stylish.
Please.
Oh, and here's my other thing. Here's my other thing from the press conference. Why is Walt Clyde Frazier a fucking Like, people are asking him about Kristaps Porzingis' injury and then quoting him like he has any clue. Like, oh, Clyde says Porzingis might miss the year. Well, is Clyde? I bet Clyde's like calling people and finding out what's happening. Does Clyde even know what an ACL is? The guy's a moron.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does Clyde know what an ACL? No, I read that this morning. I think ESPN sent me a notification. I can't remember where.
Who made him an authority on fucking anything? He doesn't even know the players on the team.
I was asleep. I rolled over. Walt Frazier doesn't think Kristaps Porzingis is going to play. So I'm like, are there two Walt Fraziers? Like, why are we asking Clyde any questions about the Knicks?
Or about anything.
Or any basketball, really.
Ask him why he wears a cow as a suit.
Oh, that shit is fire. Come on now.
Like, belongs in, like, a dumpster fire?
No, that shit is fire, yo. That shit is flame. Don't talk about Clyde style.
What would you say if you saw someone walking that wasn't Clyde Frazier walking down the street in a suit that's a cow and moose?
I'd give him a pound and be like, yo, I won't do that, but yo, props to you for doing it, though. I'm not gonna do that shit, but if you could do it, do it. What's up? If you could pull it off, pull it off. What's the problem?
Moo.
Hey, man, don't hate on Clyde style. Clyde style is unique. It's great.
Yeah, Clyde's a fucking loser. All right, let's move it along. We're going the NBA playoffs. All right, you want to go slander the Raptors? Go ahead.
Yo, how is it that they get to LeBron again, and they have a quote-unquote historic regular season? And people
time out. Who said they had a historic regular season?
A few. I mean, I guess Raptors history, I guess.
Fair.
It's historic. I read that multiple times. Whatever. They had a historic regular season. Oh, their bench is this. Their net rating is that. Dot, dot, dot. They get to Cleveland. They don't even. They no show for half the fucking series. In game one, they missed, what, 68 layups? Then game three, for some reason, They let LeBron get the ball in the backcourt, trap him for exactly half of a second, and then let him take I don't know how many dribbles, basically unimpeded, And, I mean, yes, the shot was hard, but, like, get the fucking ball out of his hands. What are you doing?
He did make, like, a running one-legged 15-footer.
Bro, they lost the ball in the backcourt. You have plenty of time to get the ball out of his hands. I don't even care what the shot somebody else gets is. If Jared Smith beats me with a layup, go ahead. Beat me with a layup. I don't give a damn. Kevin Love beats me with a layup, go ahead. I'm not going to let LeBron dribble the ball five times, get to his spot, and make a shot. I'm not. Like, not when you give him the ball in the backcourt.
He didn't really... hold on. He didn't really get to his spot. He got to a spot.
Whatever.
And then just chucked the ball towards the hoop and it went in.
I'm not letting him get the shot off. I'm not letting him beat me. Somebody else is going to have to do it. I don't care what shot they get either. Somebody else is going to have to do it. Yes, I know doubling him is dangerous because he's a great passer. But I'm talking about doubling him when he gets the ball.
What happens if he took a lefty behind the head through the leg shot?
I'd rather somebody else shoot the ball. I don't know how you want me to say it in Spanish?
Yes, I would.
No, I don't. No, I don't know how to say it in Spanish.
Then don't offer. If I could, I would. Then why'd you offer?
I don't want him to take a shot.
But why'd you offer to say it in Spanish, then?
Shut up. shut up, you asshole. Shut up. But then DeRozan, Mr. May no-show every year, no-shows again, game 4. Game 4, you know, J.R. Smith putting him in fucking jail for the second straight postseason. Yeah, that's a great thing to put on your resume, by the way. J.R. Smith put him in jail. Then he hits who was it, Clarkson in the head? I don't want to be here anymore. Please eject me.
Yeah, it was Clarkson.
That's so fucking pathetic. That's so pathetic. And then last year, if we had LeBron, we'd win too. What kind of thing is that to say out loud? What are you doing? You said what?
I forgot he said
if we had LeBron, we'd win too. Why not just call him your daddy then? Why not? Then this year, they just have our number. Try playing better. How about that, DeMar? Try not getting locked up by J.R. Smith. Like, J.R. Smith has had that man in jail for 2 straight postseasons, threw away the key.
Like, I understand the concept of bringing the team back. Like, they are a good team. But, man, I just couldn't. If I was a fan of that team, I couldn't want to go through that again. I'd want DeRozan. I'd want that thing blown up to shreds and start over.
I think you can make an enjoyable team and get DeMar DeRozan the hell out of there. But he ain't it. He's not it. Like, and the thing is, his money, the money that he's owed, and his role on the team, like, it's there. It's not going to change. So if he's on the team, he's going to get his 20 shots a night. And for what?
No, you hit on what the issue is with DeMar DeRozan and what the problem is. Yeah. And I forget who I had. I feel like I had this conversation with someone, but DeRozan is a great example of how insanely good you have to be the best player on an NBA team. Because he's a skilled basketball player that does pretty well. But to have the ball that much, you have to be so damn good to be able to win a championship to be in that role. And he doesn't cut it. And his skill set is someone that if you're going to have him on your team to be able to use him, he needs the ball in his hands and he needs to take a high volume of shots. And when it comes playoff time, he's just not good enough to handle that role. It's a really kind of fascinating dynamic what the Raptors are, and it's a great example of just how good it is to be that championship level team in the NBA.
Like, his paycheck will never allow it, but he should be running second units.
Yeah, that's probably what his role is on a championship team.
He should be running second units, because if you just let DeMar play 20 to 25 a night and just say, yo, just go out there and worry about scoring. And you gotta do nothing else.
And against second units when the teams aren't as good and his flaws can't be exposed.
Exactly. Like, he should be running second units. Like, yeah, is he a bad basketball player? No. Is he overrated? Probably. But, like, his role and his paycheck don't mix. Or, excuse me, his should be role and his paycheck just don't mix. Because you're going to start him because you're paying him that much. And then if you're starting him, he's going to get 20, 25 shots a night. And that's just not it. You're not going to do anything with that. You're not.
All right. Rockets, Warriors. So here's... I really want this series to be good. And look, the Rockets have built a team that, in theory, should be able to play with them. But what it comes down to me is... And I think it could go six. I think it's in play. But what it comes down to is the Warriors players, I think Durant and Curry are just a tad bit better than Paul and Harden with the elite players. And then secondly, the Warriors as a unit compared to the Rockets as a unit, everyone is just like a tad bit more well-rounded. Like, Draymond Green is a better offensive and defensive player than P.J. Tucker is an offensive and defensive player. And when you add all those little pieces up, I think it's just there's not enough there for the Rockets to overcome outside of... I do think they'll win a game or two because there's going to be crazy three-point variance in this series. I was actually hoping the Rockets were going to be not as good of a team as they were, and what they were going to try and do in this series was just like shoot 73s. But they're too good to do that. Like, they don't need to do that. They can just keep shooting threes like they're going to. But my hope,
I mean,
going
are,
into
are we
this,
sure they don't need to do that?
Yeah, I think they could stay in that 40-50 range, and if they hit, they're fine.
I think if you're planning, well, okay, let's assume that Steph, his health is good enough to not limit him at all. I mean,
his health limited him in that Thunder series, and him and Clay still closed that shit down in game six and seven.
Yeah, but I mean, the Steph was pretty bad the last two games of the finals.
Wait,
well,
what?
Not really. He was bad more so in game, what was it, six and seven? He wasn't great?
In what, the Thunder series?
No, in the finals against Cleveland.
Yeah, no, dude, he was in which...
Yeah, he was pretty bad the last 2 years.
He had one, I think it was one bad. Dude, the Steph, oh, the year they lost. Yeah, he couldn't move. He couldn't dribble by Kevin Love. He was, his knee was busted.
If you can expose him on defense a little bit, Because of his lateral movement, if it's not up to par, well, and shoot 53s, 55 threes a game, I think you're gonna have to pull out something to beat them.
Yeah, I thought it would have been fun to see a team shoot like 70. Like, the Rockets' mandate would basically be literally all that you do is take a layup or you're shooting a three. Like, that would have been really fun to watch, to see them try and beat the Warriors that way. But they're too good of a team to do something that gimmicky.
I mean, I think they kind of need something gimmicky.
I think there's a better percentage chance.
We're just hypothesizing. They won't do it. But, like, if it's on the table, I think they should.
Nah, I think they're too good. I think they have a more realistic shot at beating them than needing to go to the 80.
Oh, they do?
Threes. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Well, what are the chances of winning the series?
I put it at like 25 to 30%.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's more than I would put it. I give them five. They're not beating them four times, man. Like, the Warriors are just so much better than everybody else. And I mean, it's unfortunate because, like, the playoffs this year, in case we haven't noticed, it's been a bore.
Oh, I actually think they've been fun.
Where? What's been fun about them?
This year, the second round got kind of bad. The first round was fun. I'll take that back. I enjoyed the first round.
I did not. But
Pacers-Cavs was fun.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a fun series. That was good basketball.
I mean, I don't know if it was fun. It was
good. The Raptors-Cavs was entertaining.
Yeah, okay.
Did you not get laughs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah.
So, the Raptors-Cavs was entertaining. Jazz-Thunder, I enjoyed.
Jazz-Thunder was a pretty compelling series.
And even, like, the Pelicans and Jazz, They you know what I take? I don't think the second round was that bad. Like, compare how the Jazz and Pelicans went out to how the Raptors went out, and I think that's a pretty good, another good, good talking point on why the Raptors need to get blown up.
I didn't watch any of the Pelicans Warriors series, so I can't comment.
The Pelicans, like, they had guts. Like, they didn't quit. Like, last night, they were down by, like, 30 in the third, fourth quarter, and they cut it to 7 with, like, 3 minutes left and had, like, there was a point where if something just broke their way, it could have gotten even closer. But obviously the Warriors tightened up and closed it out. But that was, they just kept going, and the Draymond Rondo stuff was fun. There was even in the shitty series this year, there's been something that's been enjoyable. Like, Sixers, Celtics has been weirdly okay, even though I wanted the Celtics to lose, so we just move this along to the next round. The Sixers to lose, so we just move this along. But at this point, you kind of root for the Sixers to win again, and you get a really intriguing Game 6 back in Philly.
Yeah, and I mean, if the Sixers lose tonight, we're not getting any basketball until, what, Monday?
Yeah, not till Monday. Yeah, unless the Eastern Conference starts before the Western Conference.
I mean, that's possible.
They did the dumb shit with the Cavs schedule, so you can't rule out them doing dumb shit again.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. But
it's Wednesday? No, there's no way. There'd have to be a game this weekend.
Maybe.
I'd bet the Eastern Conference Finals starts this weekend if this game ends tonight. It has to.
Probably. You know, the Warriors and the Rockets is our last chance at a good series.
I think Sixers-Cavs would be good, but we're not going to get it.
I'm just missing the Sixers. I mean, I'd love it if they came back. Oh my God, that'd be great. Could you imagine if Boston led by the coach who apparently invented basketball blew a 3-0 lead? Oh my God. Oh my God, that would be epic. Oh my God.
Speaking of coaches who invented things.
He was great. I want him to play right now.
I did not know Todd Bowles had that sense of humor in him.
I didn't know Todd Bowles could raise his voice.
Secondly, he's pretending like he doesn't actually feel that way, but he's lying and he's actually that excited. That dude, the last 3 years, has watched Ryan Fitzpatrick, Geno Smith, Christian Hackenberg, Josh McCown, and Bryce Petty take every single snap at practices he's been running. Pretend like you don't feel this way, Todd Bowles.
He was great! I want him to play right now!
No. You weren't joking. You were being dead serious. And it's okay. You should have just admitted it right then. That's how he felt.
I don't have to answer questions about Ryan Fitzpatrick or Christian Hackenberg anymore. Mood.
Great! I want to play right now!
that clip is so funny. Because, like, I watched it, and the thing is, like, somebody posted it with no caption. So I had no idea what was coming. I don't even know why I opened it. I really shouldn't have, given that I had no caption. Normally, Todd Bowles just talks. You know, he's deadpan. And he just says a whole lot of nothing, blah, blah, blah. Oh, but it was going along. I want to play.
No, he's not dead. Wait, you used the word deadpan wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yeah. Deadpan is when you're, like, joking, but you say something really, really seriously.
Okay, monotone is the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Monotone, yes. He's
Thank you for correcting your wrong usage of deadpan.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, monotone is the word I'm looking for. Yes, he's usually very monotone. I opened it, like, and then, you know, he's saying a couple words, and I want to play it right now. I'm like, what? What's going on here? Like did
Great,
they, did
I want to play somebody right now!
I'm just going to play that over you occasionally.
I don't care how many times you play it. You should play it 50 times. But what, like, wow, Todd Bowles is very happy and excited. And I can't blame him at all.
Oh, he's going to be so good. I'm happy and excited.
I'm happy and excited too. Josh Allen up in our division. I'm very excited. Fuck you mean? I'm very excited. Thank you, New York Giants. I appreciate y'all.
Do we have anything? We have anything else we were supposed to get to that I left out?
No.
Oh, the Yankees are good at baseball. Yes, I dropped that in occasionally.
Your man threw out the first pitch last night.
Dude, did you read, Fangraphs had an article about Domingo, do you pronounce his name German?
Herman.
Did you read the Fangraphs article about him?
No, I'll look it up later.
Put it this way, his, what's the word I'm looking for? His, I don't know, but they had statistics on, like, his spin rate, and, like, there's signs that he's absurdly good, and the Yankees just lucked into another good pitcher.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he has, like, his fastball has, like, the 7th best spin rate in all of baseball so far.
Like, really? Okay, yeah. So they should just keep him in the rotation then.
Yeah, and there's all, and the 4 pitches he's using, like, the article basically said the Yankees just lucked into another 25-year-old stud. Like, there was a little bit of a hedge on it. But they basically said he's definitely good, and there's the possibility for way more.
Really? That'd be very, very nice.
Well, I picked him up on fantasy teams.
That would be very nice if he ended up being good.
Yep. All right, and that wraps up another edition of the Stop Lying About Fitz podcast.
He was great! I want him to play right now!